God.
Oh, it's my face.
Oh, no.
Oh,
wow.
Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
You call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
I bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
You've been to Casa Bonita.
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission.
Think his name's pronounced
beautiful.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick thing.
Chug beer out of that fucker.
That's an achy breaky moly.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed it wasn't a dick in the wolf's mouth.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
You gotta throw a dick in every case.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's dick.
When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want pop, goddammit.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast, except for one problem. No OJ. Oh, we can talk, actually. What am I talking about?
We're talking.
We are.
F.
Is...
F. Oh. P. Fop. Fop. The legendary fist with the tiny little kitten. 216 West Grant, Bozeman, Montana. A house far away. Finally, a decade later, friends will become foes. Oblivion approaches. Prepare yourself. Pussies. Owners.
You were doing so good.
Meg. Meg Dan.
Shut up.
It's Pugtastic. Big Swing and Commish. Red Mayans. Still Curtain. 13 picks. 13 games. No bye weeks. No keepers. Just a bunch of idiots. And a chance to win 500 bonesies. Plus, the legendary trophy. Some said it didn't exist.
The fisty.
The fisty.
All right, that about does it.
September 2nd, 2014. Get fisted.
Oh boy, what up, foppers? It is I, the commish, coming at you live with a very, very, very special episode of Fopcast. We did it.
We did it.
Episode 30, Cam. How do you feel, bud?
Dude, I'm hot and bothered about this episode.
Yeah, you should be, bud.
Yeah.
I think you're going to love the ending. Let's just put it that way.
I always love the ending.
That's a good thing to love. Good point. Anyway, you heard it. We are doing a full-on episode in honor of episode 30 dedicated to FOP. And what FOP means to us.
It's so many things.
It's technically our gift to the world, so you all better
are welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Holler if you hear me. Let me know what's going on out there in Facebook land. But before we get into that, we need those likes. We need those subscribes. We need those downloads. So check us out. We are on Apple and Spotify. And
the FOP
and
page.
Yes, and we have fopcast.com. Now, see, since we're cheapskates, you only get the last 10 episodes on Apple and Spotify. So if you want all 30 episodes, and technically 30 plus, because this is 30 part two, because we did an LFL episode knowing that we were going to have to take a break.
Yep, yep.
Because we got some big announcements at the end of this one. So strap in.
Strap in.
Yeah. And strap up or down or whatever.
Just get
man.
Strapped,
just,
yo.
Just fucking strap.
Let's get strapped up.
Yeah, let's just get strapped as all hell.
The strapping in.
And enjoy. So like I said, we're doing an all FOP episode. What you just saw or heard, and Cam so graciously added his voiceover talent to just for our listeners, was the first ever FOP video. Now, I must throw a little disclaimer out there.
Okay.
That was technically a trailer for the second season.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
The first season was pretty primitive, and we'll get into all that, but...
Yeah, we were doing, like, smoke signals and, like, rubbing sticks together and, like, banging on pots and pans to pick our teams.
Yeah, which is actually, if you think about it, it's a little more advanced. Way harder than using a computer.
It's true.
Yeah, man, that whole thing, when you're getting to, like, round 16...
Yeah, we had that secret decoder pin.
16 slaps of the pan, and then... depending on what tree you hit it on, it depends on what position, and then depending on what squirrel you squished with, it depends on what guy you wanted. It was fucking complicated.
Yeah, well, if there was a turtle crossing the road, that was the really deciding factor.
Well, that was for kickers, because you kick the turtle, and then...
Yeah, if it goes between a light post and a telephone pole, you can pick one of the top eight. But if it goes between a telephone pole and a dead raccoon, you can only pick the bottom three.
Yeah, it was really primitive, but still really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had to drink a lot of rich chocolatey Ovaltine to get the decoder pin.
Or Yoo-Hoo, depending on where you placed in the draft order competition.
Filled with rum.
Okay.
Yoo-Hoo and rum.
That's enough garbage of that. Let's get it started. So, as you might have seen in the trailer, it summed up the basics of our league pretty well. It's a 10-person league. Started as a 10-person league.
Oh, yeah, originally.
And it was primarily made up of a bunch of us idiots that met during the summer and fall of 2003 as freshmen at Montana State. Go Bobcats!
Rawr. The Bobcat toes. The Bobgatos.
I think he did more of a cougar, which is good. That's on brand. But I don't know where the Bobcat ends and the cougar begins. Oh, boy.
Meow.
That's,
meow.
So Cam and I met at freshman orientation, I believe in July.
Yeah, something like that. July, June, somewhere.
Yeah, and we were the only two film students assigned to the same floor when you did your night at the dorms thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, you two be friends. And we're like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, we'll figure this shit out.
I also met Zach, I think, at orientation, although that might have been orientation before you move in, not random of summer, come look at our school orientation.
Word.
And also that weekend, Cam and I randomly met while I was rifling through my car looking for pot to smoke, and Cam was out skateboarding.
That was move-in weekend.
Yes,
this
is
randomly
move-in.
Met.
Yeah.
So this was the second occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So we met at orientation.
Right.
And we're like, hey, let's be assholes at this and just mock everyone and have fun with this. And we might not ever see each other again.
Right. Yes, we definitely had some fun. We met Meg. No one talked to Meg.
Real Meg,
the real Meg Shady, because she was all cut up because she got fucked up in a mountain biking accident during her road trip out to Montana. And I don't understand, because she was a fucking smoke show and no one was talking to her.
It's true. And she was cool as fuck.
Yeah, and she was all high too because she was on painkillers. So
the good old days.
I mean, she wasn't abusing them. She was prescribed them. So anyway, before school even starts, three people had met. The rest of the league met through dorm and film class connections. So I'll just break it down pretty simply. Myself, Chainsaw, all these people you don't know, Chainsaw, Ian, Zach, were all on the same floor, which there's actually a documentary about on YouTube if you want to check it out. Just type in Fifth Floor Roski, or I forgot what I even called it.
I don't know either.
Yeah, anyway, there's a documentary I had to make for a film class all about how 42 people lived on that dorm room. And over half of them were asked to leave after the first semester. None of which...
It kind of made sense if you ever took a tour up to that floor.
Well, Roski was a very special dorm.
Y'all had ducks, and I can't even think of half the crazy shit y'all did.
Yeah, sadly, the ducks did not make it into the documentary somehow. But
that was the highlight for me.
We raised ducks, and I guess I just didn't have video of them. I didn't raise ducks. That's a whole nother story. I feel like once we get Zach on here, we can do like full-on origin stories.
For each person? Ooh, I like that. Let's do that.
Well, I did do bios.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, baby. And
yeah, baby.
And if our league had only been around for like 3 years, I would have had time to make nice little graphics too, but today was very long.
I feel you.
So just some other things. Cam and I went to Burn Cruise that first time we met, and we got pulled over, so that was fun. It was just like the universe basically telling us again and again, yeah, just be friends with this guy, because we didn't get in any trouble.
No, the cop was like, what are you guys doing? We're like, we have no clue what we're doing here.
Yeah,
this is our first night
lost.
In town. And they're like, oh, okay.
Welcome.
It's Bozeman. Yeah. Be gone, young dumb people.
Yeah, you made like a wrong left turn or something.
Yeah.
something stupid. So this is all 2003. We all pretty much everybody but Chainsaw, obviously Meg, and Brie were in the film program to start.
Yes.
And Zach.
Yes, correct.
So 6 out of 10 were in the film program to start. I was the only one that finished except for Buttercup. He also finished. And then Chainsaw and Ian, who technically wasn't part of the original 10. Oh, boy. We need, like, a flow chart here because we're getting out of there. But anyway.
We're going deep already.
Yeah, I just tried to, like, pump my own tires. But then I'm like, yeah, you finished with, like, a C+. So let's not brag about that. After freshman year, most of these cats ended up living with each other. And the crew was really solidified. Mm-hmm. If you go deep on the FOP page, you can find some pictures of Danksgiving, which is when we all stayed at home and attempted to make weed food instead of going and visiting our families. And, yeah, that was the
weed-infused turkey stuffing. Yeah. You name it, it had weed in it.
Yeah.
And it was Thanksgiving-related, so it was actually kind of impressive.
Yeah. And at the same time, Cam and I moved into a condo that my family bought, and Jariah moved in and stayed in our closet.
Yeah.
It was a big closet.
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was big enough for, like, a single bed and then all of Jariah's other shit,
or
which,
like,
wasn't much.
12 people to smoke a blunt in.
Yes, which also happened.
That also did happen.
Maybe. Allegedly.
Yeah. And then in 2005, Cam sucks at school, so he leaves, but we remain friends.
It's true.
And then in 2012... basically FOP was reborn again. Well, the name
FOP
was coined at Jariah's bachelor party in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2013, I like how on Cam made his own notes of his recollection, and he said from 2005 to 2013 the world falls apart, chaos ensues, shit hits the fan.
Yes.
So that's a little out of sync, though. That would have been before whatever.
Well, I was just saying, like, the wedding happened.
Right.
And then 2013, the league happened.
Right. That's true.
So, like, there is that weird floater year of, like, 2012 to 13 where it was like, are we going to start a fantasy football league? No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. Yes, we are. 2013.
I just learned that if I make a comment, I can actually see what's going on.
Ooh.
Oh, Tristan thinks we should do Thanksgiving again. I'd be down.
Yeah, Tristan. Let's do it.
Awesome. Hi, Tristan. Hi, everybody else. Stay and watch. 5 people
for
like a minute. This is
we
like
had
a
our
record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Sweet.
So in basically what predicated the real forming of the league was I moved to LA in 2012 as well,
mm-hmm,
and reconnected with Brie and Buttercup on, you know, I stayed at their house for a while. And then the rumblings sort of happened over the course of a year. And then come 2013, we decided to start a fantasy league. And
yes, sir.
The phrase FOP, or the term, your vocab word of the day, which we might just tell you the meaning of at the end of this episode.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
You might learn.
You might learn.
You might get learnt today.
After my 6-hour dissertation on everything that has ever happened in this league, you might just learn something.
Yeah.
So we decided to start it up for the 2013 season. But before we get into that, I bet you're wondering who these people are that we are talking about. Now, as much as I wanted to put some real silly pictures out there.
Oh, I bet there's so many good ones.
Oh, yeah, baby. I decided to take the high road, and you just get to see some of their team logos, if I can find any.
All right.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Team logos are dope. We've had some fantastic team logos.
Yeah, well, it's a whole thing, because if you think about it, it's part of the element, or evolution, rather.
I'm pretty sure my Facebook picture was one of my team logos
for
quite some time.
Yeah. Tristan says he feels like a peeping Tom since we can't see him. Well, you can just watch us while you're naked, dude.
Yeah, that's the best part. And we might be naked from the waist down, too.
Yeah.
You don't know that because you can only see my shoulders up.
So let's kick things off talking about none other than Cam.
That's me.
Yeah, okay. So
hi.
Aliases include Cam Diggity and Brad from the real world.
Which, that was a... That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's his favorite. I honestly, if we like go do a deep dive on all these, it's gonna take forever. We're only gonna get through the bios.
It's true. I had the same thought. I was gonna dive into it, and then I was like, nope, that's like a 15 minute tangent. 15
minute story.
Yeah.
But someday, maybe during a live broadcast of LFL or something, we might just
do it.
If people ask, we gotta deliver, right?
It's true.
And I mean, I feel like someday we'll
when
have
the
to
people
do...
demand, we must give in.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna put up my favorite logo of yours as a background while we talk about you.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna click through these because apparently I don't know how to work this entire system.
Corey Wolfhart, the greatest character known to mankind.
I'd have to agree. So again, that's one of my favorite logos.
Fetus.
Yeah. Oh man, out of context, that's a tricky one.
Yeah, but if you watch the show and you know.
And then there's Dildo Swaggins here. Anyway, I'm gonna click through these. I'm curious to see if you remember the names of these. Okay,
dude,
so,
I tried to like note them last year in my notes on my phone, and I totally gave up after doing it like three.
Well, I got to tell you this. Anyone that we actually made a logo for, I've got pretty good record of.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's good.
Good.
So your special skills include coming in fourth.
Yep.
And
I did that for what?
And
five
on your
seasons?
Mom.
Oh.
I was hoping you would read that and...
And be like, in your mom?
Yeah, try and keep up here. And I'd have to say, although we don't have an official title for this, you're probably the name change champion.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you as we will find out later, you are the original to change your name a lot. And, do you remember this one?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Ertz Donut.
Ertz Donut, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Zach Ertz Donut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And location, Denver.
That's right.
And always been Denver. Do you remember this one?
Gronk, no.
Nope.
Cup, two... something, one cup. I don't know. Two girlies, one cup.
Fill my cup. Okay.
K-U-P-P.
This was one of my favorites.
Taco smash?
Flop taco.
Flop taco, yeah, because he was flop taco.
Yeah, how about this one? That's a good one.
Blount, something, blunted.
Getting blunted,
yep.
Oh, this is a good one.
Ooh. Clanifta.
Clantifa?
Clantifa, yeah.
Clantifa. That's All right. That's enough of that for now. Second up is me.
Yeah, that's you. The commish.
Maybe you should read this. I feel all right. Weird.
So,
and you feel free to interject. Too.
Alias, illustrious commish, cartmish, or the OG name, Bobby Frost.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it all stemmed from.
Yeah, pretty much.
His special skills is keeping the league together and making the league.
That's true.
And then making hilarious videos to keep the league together.
And logos.
And
the damn logos.
Being the worst at keepers.
Yes, definitely terrible at keepers.
Current location? Denver.
Denver. Previously Los Angeles, though.
Previously, though.
Yes. Okay, so then we got the Ginge.
Oh, the Ginge. We're jumping right to J Money.
Yeah. I didn't know how to, like, do it, so I did it us two and then geographically. But then geographically it gets confuting, too.
Computer.
All right. So Ginger, Jiraiya.
The Red Dragon, the Ginger Ninja, El Gingibre?
Gingibre.
I didn't know that one.
That was when I did the Spanish episode.
Ooh.
That's okay. Not how you say the ginger in Spanish, but it sounds way cooler.
The
ginger. Oh, what up, Jay
Money and Swerve.
I think it's more like Swerve.
Okay. You needed some small E's in there then.
Yeah. His special skills include cooking, but not for his friends, pretending not to understand technology, and yet setting his lineup every week, and ambiguous fandom.
Very true.
Yeah. Okay.
Originally a Colts fan. And he will not own up to this.
First met him. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Cam, and I don't know if it's just because we're males, but even when we're looking at these logos and given our theme song, we really do have a predilection for dicks.
Yeah. Well, we're predominantly dick and fart jokes as humans.
That's
like,
true.
That's our thing.
That's true.
And now he's a Seahawks fan. That's the other thing.
Right.
That's where the ambiguous fandom comes from.
Dude, I fucked up. We got to start over. I forgot team colors. So mine are burgundy and gold after the skins. And then I can never remember. Are you blue on orange or orange on blue?
I'd be orange on blue.
Right? Because all your logos were blue, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because there's multiple Broncos fans. And obviously fandom lies with the Broncos for Cam.
Yeah.
My beloved but dangerous to love Redskins.
Andrea is the Colts.
See, well, no, actually, he did not get to be the Colts. He gets to be, or I mean, he does not get to, he could have picked the Colts. Should have. Okay. But his team colors are actually the most obnoxious shade of red I can find and the most obnoxious shade of green I can find.
Oh, perfect.
So a really like, bright red and a really bright green. Unfortunately, most of these logos are just one of the secondary color for anyone that might be watching. But this is really ridiculous that we're even talking about this much. Anyway, moving on to Dobbs.
L. Dobowitzki.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. But more classically, Pud.
Yep.
Which I actually found out that pud means dick.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Jerk your pud, bro.
Yeah, we were
pound your pud.
We were playing League of Legends like years ago, and I kept on typing pud, like referring to him, and he kept on censoring it. And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to talk to my boy.
And it's like, no, you didn't. You can't talk about dicks on League of Legends.
Yeah. Other names include Dobbsy. Any form of Dobbs.
Podobnik. Yeah.
Yeah. And Fop Taco, his special, whoops, I just broke this fucking thing. His special skills include being Fop Taco.
Not making the playoffs.
His current location is Denver, previously Bellingham now. At the beginning of the league, both Dobbs and Jiraiya lived in Bellingham, Washington. So little predilection towards the Seahawks there, but Dobbs doesn't really care about
sports,
and so he didn't care about his team colors. He actually requested that his team color be plaid, and I thought it was really funny until I realized that's like every joke he makes. Just like, yeah, that's not helpful. So he got a bright purple and, I don't know, a neon
fuchsia
and a pastel green.
Cayenne
green. Sure.
Cayenne and magenta.
I always thought cayenne was a little bit blue, isn't it?
It is like, a little blue. I don't know.
This is a more green than blue. Who gives a crap?
I don't know. Dean always gives me shit for not knowing my colors, so.
Well.
I just make them up.
She's a colorful lady, so.
Oh, yeah.
Buttercup is up next. Now, there is a little bit of confusion regarding his nicknames because he's just Buttercup.
It's true.
Definitely not Mark.
No.
No matter what.
No. Don't call him Mark.
His special skills include annoyance through success.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Having an obscure, yes, far too obscure for us, reference for a team name that never changes. And
dude,
that team name is all your base are
belong be, to us.
A-R-A. All your base A-R-E belong to us. And it's like some fucking Reddit thing that no one understood.
Yeah, it's like a video game. Like
it's a Japanese video game that translated really poorly
into all your bases belong to us.
That's what he's trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure people understand that, but I can see we're losing.
No one understands that.
Yeah. So he's got Seahawks colors.
Because he's like the OG Seahawks fan.
Well, yeah, he's the only. Well, I mean, pretty much. Well,
yeah.
It's complicated because we didn't always have team colors and names, and he was the champion first,
okay.
So I kind of gave him dibs on the Seahawks colors.
Word.
So dark blue and obnoxious snot.
Green.
Shithawks green. And he's never changed his team name.
Ever.
And so that's one of his special skills.
It's a skill to not do something.
I don't know, man. I was really grasping at straws here, and his other special skill is bringing his wife into this. And I know that sounds like I'm like, oh no, his wife, but that's not what I mean. That's just what happened.
Yeah,
and she's up next.
Worked out real good.
And because we like Bree a little bit more than Mark, we call her Lady Butter. We don't give her bad names. We just call her Lady Buttercup.
Fitting.
Or the Boy Crusher, which goes with her team name, which also hasn't changed, which is Crush the Boys, which I thought was one of the more clever names.
Yeah.
So 7 years running, she has been Crush the Boys. Her special skills include making us happy when she beats her husband. And Crushing Boys, also not switching team names is a special skill, I guess, apparently. Her location is Los Angeles.
They were made for each other.
They really were. And then her team colors are like Lions colors, and I never understood why. But
okay.
No one had them, so they're cool.
Boom.
And she's got a pretty sweet logo, if I do say so myself.
You made it.
Yeah, I know. Up next is the last Los Angelino.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I just... Ooh, I'm stacking
people.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Well, no, hold on. I was trying to do... There we go. That's what I want to do.
Doing it.
Cool beans. Sorry for that. Next up is Megdan. I can't... What the hell?
Uh-oh. Are we... There
no,
you
no,
go.
No, I was trying to find, like, the original Meg. So, Meg... Oh. Meg probably has the most unique origin story.
It's true.
So prior to the inaugural season, like we said, we met Meg at orientation. Very
yes.
important, right? But prior to the inaugural season, I reached out to Meg. She said she was in, but then she didn't check her Facebook messages, and we needed a 10th owner.
Yep.
So while I was living in shout out Drew, what's up?
Hey, Drew.
Yeah, come back on, brah.
So...
While I was living in L.A., I met a cool person named Dan.
He was on the podcast.
Yes. Oh, duh, Dan.
Yeah.
Our LAFC correspondent, Dan.
Yep.
And I invited him to take Meg's spot, but under the...
Pretense
that
he'd be Meg. Yeah.
And he very cleverly named his team name, Shut Up Meg.
Yep.
He went along for it, but his special skills include trying to transition back to Dan.
Which
we don't allow.
No.
No, if he wins, maybe. But one of the cooler things is if you can see. It's a little bit of a story behind that one. Meg loves the Misfits. So I. Oh, there we go. That's a good one. I incorporated the Misfits logo with Meg's face as his logo, and then no matter what he changes it to, I incorporate that. So here you got, let's see, that's Don Juan Della Nooch, but or Dan Juan Della Nooch, but
yeah.
I'm like, okay, nope, still
nope,
Meg. This one was the team owner formerly known as Meg.
Nope, still Meg.
I'm not Meg. I think.
Still Meg.
And then at one point there was like the ultimate Meg warrior.
But still Meg.
Still Meg. So long story short, still Meg. And that's about it. Oh, location Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yeah, we got that. So definitely one of the special skills is cleverly incorporating Meg into her team names, but never really succeeding, even when...
Just try hard.
Dan Juan Della Nooch was pretty good, but it's just not going to happen.
Sorry, Meg.
Maybe you win a championship, and that can be your rule.
Yeah.
More on that later. Next up, by far the best actual nickname that any of us have.
Chainsaw.
Now...
Chain Sizzle.
And
Sunshine,
of course. I guess we can explain that story. So since a couple of these dudes lived together, that included two Marks, and that was a little much for Ian, who we'll get to later. He's an expansion owner.
Yep.
So he decided that one Mark become Buttercup,
mm-hmm.
and the other one become Sunshine. And then Sunshine almost chopped his leg off while clearing brush on his dad's land. So us being the good friends that we are, we called him Chainsaw.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. very fitting.
Solid team name, Steel Curtain.
Yeah.
So he's embraced his nickname, and I respect the fuck out of that.
That's true.
It's also a really badass nickname.
And a really badass chainsaw.
Yeah, and he's a good guy, too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ironic because he's an environmentalist.
True.
It has all the great elements of a great nickname.
I never thought about that aspect of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was what I immediately thought. And he does change his name, but it always comes back to Steel Curtain.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I'll change my name, but it'll always end up Big Swing Commish.
True.
It's like my default. So this one was Ambient Tweets. This is one of my favorites.
Oh, good old Roseanne.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking it was Trump.
Nah, man.
Got a couple different chainsaws. Rex Ryan, Jambalaya Sharts. just a couple of good ones that he's had over the years. His special skills include, lost my place,
rarely,
losing his place.
Rarely changing his team name.
We already said all this.
Decent stuff. Finishes, but no title.
Yes.
He is located in Montana, but has been in Alaska and West Virginia. Mountain Mama, take me home.
He did. He took it home. Next up is another Montana dude. My good homie, our good homies, Zach. He also makes a solid case for, this is funny because this logo's case for MVP, but I'm going to say case for, champion.
Yeah.
So, his aliases include Z.
Still me.
And One Speed while you're here.
I feel like I change my name a lot more. Like,
it depends.
Almost weekly.
Well, dude, this is from one season alone, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's up there.
All right.
Obviously, his favorite team is the Vikings, and thus his colors are that. What the fuck?
Purple and yellow.
Oh, yeah. Donald J. Trump, pussy grabber. Got it. Wow, that was a long time ago. And his special skills include ruining actual NFL teams by picking their players and thus injuring them inadvertently.
By picking them.
Yeah. Like we said, changing his name is not.
He doesn't Tanya Harding him.
He doesn't go out there and actually hurt them. He just curses them.
Yes.
Actually, he's got a logo that says that. Where is that? The IR All-Stars. That was a good one. And it also, team names, champ or runner-up, depending on what. Maybe we need to figure this one out with the peoples.
Ooh.
Actually watching the videos, that's my favorite skill.
Yeah, it's a good skill to have.
Yeah, a lot of these dudes don't tune in.
Yeah, which could definitely affect their performance later this season.
Yeah, I mean, it could because, yeah. That's the only way I tell them what's what.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to add, Zach actually came up with the idea to do a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, because he wanted to be the last podcast on the left for sports, which we don't exactly do, but every now and again we find a fucking crazy sports story like the CCCC.
There you go.
And we go hard. We go hard.
And Pop go hard.
Finally, our final.
Oh, and he's the last one left in Bozeman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He's the last dude in Bozeman still doing the Bozeman thing after all these years, which I fucking love because I have a place to stay, and he's got two cute girls.
Daughters
that are fun, and they like me and Pinky a lot.
Good.
Yeah. Last up is Tony, and they call him Two Techs.
Because he toasts Two Techs.
And when he likes to blast...
He blasts Two Techs.
No, he likes to ask who's next.
Okay.
His special skills include being off the grid and off the grill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't grill much.
Swooping in out of nowhere to troll and randomly changing his team name to something that's usually great. This one I loved, Concussion McMuffin. let's see. We had FIFA World Cup 98. I don't know what that fucking meant, but
me
it was funny.
Yeah.
This was controversial. The North Idaho Racism Brigade. And then I actually.
But it was still like.
Poignant.
Yeah. It's fitting for Northern Idaho.
Well,
he lived there.
He moved back. You can't see this one because it's white. I made a real controversial North Idaho Racism Brigade one. Where basically the shape of Idaho was like the Klan mask on a Klan member. And I was like, I shouldn't be putting that on the internet with my name attached to it.
Yeah.
This one was good. North Korean boob attack. Not sure what that's all about, but hey.
Hey, everybody loves the North Korean boob attack.
This is also another controversial one. Sansa Stark, slut wagon.
Where he came up with that.
I don't
we'll
want to
know.
That's alliteration, maybe? And then... Tony Romo ad placement. My favorite was Bo Jackson Meat Wagon, and I have
He was Bo Jackson Meat Wagon for a long time.
He was it for an entire season.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some other ones in here. What is this? Oh, no. Oh, these are the elements. Kick them while they're down. I think that's a Kareem Hunt reference, perhaps. Anyway, Tony's specialist. Oh. He currently is parts unknown, probably Idaho, previously Denver and upstate New York.
Farming goats.
Yeah. So, moving on, the basics.
All right.
FOP began before the 2013 season, as we said. Two events primarily led to its creation. That was me moving to LA and reconnecting with Mark and Bree. This was my first fantasy league. I don't know. You said you'd been in one before, right?
I was in one for work.
Right.
The season before.
I remember this story because you won it after you got fired from the job, right? Or
I
you
didn't
left.
Get fired. I
sorry,
quit.
Sorry.
I had another job and I put in a 2-week notice and I left on good standing. But yes, I left the company, stayed in the league and won after I left.
This is the kind of material I want in my league. I'm telling you, man.
Me leaving a company and being like, I'm still going to kick your ass at fantasy football.
I really want to do a Champions League that unites with Shock United.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to do that, but I think it'd be great.
We have to have, like, cross-pollination at some point.
Yeah, but, like, to actually relegate people up and down into the league, you know how our league is, man. We can barely get people to set, so maybe we just start.
It'd all be Buttercup, and he wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So basic rules, 10 league team to start.
Oh, you didn't go into the second event for the.
Oh, we already talked about it.
Okay.
Jirai got married, everyone, the band got back together. We accidentally created
a fantasy football team.
We created the best name ever for a league that you might find out if you hang out long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year later, we decided to make it happen.
Yes.
So it's a 10-team league. It started pretty much the ESPN default rules, right?
13 players.
13 players, one QB, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, one flex, one defense/special teams. So that's like a whole team.
Yep.
If you don't know the basics of fantasy, we can't explain it. We got way too much to cover.
Yep.
One kicker and three bench spots. So 13 team player. Fuck.
Spots.
13 player
roster spots.
Thank you. Scoring is pretty basic. Touchdowns are 6 points for TDs, except for passing TDs, which are worth 4 points.
Yes. 1 yard for 1 point for every 10 yards.
Uh-huh.
QB passing, 1 point for every 25 yards.
Yep.
Kickers earn 1 point for extra points, 3 for field goals under 40 yards, 4 for 40-yard field goals, 5 for 50-yard field goals, 6 for 60-yard field goals, etc. Defense starts with 10 points and dwindles with yards and points against, but they can earn points for fumble recoveries and interceptions, 2 points, and 6 points if a turnover is forced by them or return a kickoff or a punt
right,
for a TD.
So that's pretty much the default setting in the ESPN app or whatever.
Yes.
Some other stuff that we did. Buy-ins and bets. $50 buy-in, winner takes all, and they get the FOP trophy.
Which is the best part.
Thank you for saying that. I put a lot of work into that damn thing, and you're the only one that seems interested at all.
Goddamn right I am.
Yeah. Side bets are encouraged, but no real money may be exchanged to incentivize trading or game outcomes. So you can't be like, hey, I'll give you $50 to throw a game, or you can't be like, I'll give you $50 to give me Antonio Brown.
Yes.
The draft was a basic straight. I'm just glad that was his mouth, not his ass. Sorry, Pinky's making noise. My dog is making noise, I should say.
Yes.
Snake draft. Tristan wants to know if we want to get shrimp tacos. Yeah, but we're kind of busy.
Yeah, man. They're real far away, though, I think.
Yeah. They are also an hour and a half away. Snake draft always has been the format. We want to do like an auction draft someday, but auto drafting has been an issue throughout the years because getting these 10 people together to do anything has literally been impossible.
Yeah.
Closest we've come, I think, is weddings.
Yes. And part of that was because I always go to Burning Man.
Well, right.
So.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not just you. There's always somebody else. I think 1 year you messaged in, like, right when everyone was actually live. And then, like, we don't know what happened to you.
There's no service out there.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean.
I did my damnedest.
Like, I don't even think, like, you said hi. I think it was just, like, he, and then it just cut off. Like, I think that's how bad it was. So here's something I don't remember. Do you remember if we did a draft order competition the first year?
No.
Okay.
I'm almost positive we did not. Like, just off my quick memory, no.
Okay. I actually found the archives.
Okay.
And I believe, I don't know, I went through a lot of FOP crap today.
Deep dive.
Yeah, I believe that we actually did do a draft order competition where we, if this was the first draft order competition, whether or not it was the first season, each owner picked an NFL team to represent them.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the first preseason game, the team to score the fastest, to score a touchdown the fastest.
Okay. I remember that.
Got the first pick. I just don't remember when we did it.
I don't either.
Yeah, because it's not till like four seasons in that we actually got real crazy with the
draft.
And
I like
order.
That, actually.
Yeah,
we
it was.
Just go back to that. No. So simple.
No.
I'm like. Okay. So simple. Bobby's like, no, complicated.
It's not complicated. It's just fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bree won the first one, whenever the hell we did that. I don't remember. Other crazy fop-ish rules. No upwind spots in your lineup. This drives me batshit. An owner may not field a player on a bye. An owner may not field a player who is out. And game day's decision by the NFL are up for review by me. So if they get put on out like 6 a.m. on Sunday and you sleep until 10, I get it.
Yeah.
And an owner may not field a player who's on IR. This is because people have tried to get 0 points in the Monday night game when they're already ahead and they could possibly lose points. So it's basically not fielding in a defense is strategic sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, the playoffs are a 6-team single elimination bracket, and the 4-team loser bracket is a round robin to determine the worst team, which ultimately ended up being not effective. And much later on, I had to do it manually to determine who actually lose.
Was the shittiest.
The biggest rule, though, the champion from each year must add a rule to the FOP rule book. And they also are supposed to create a base that is for the trophy. So the idea being that you create something, we put the headpiece on, mm-hmm. you keep it for a year, and then you send it all back to me, and that is a big trophy stack, which then the top part at least gets passed on to the next person.
All right.
More on that later, but yeah, let's go into our first season. Like we said, we were banging pots and pans
mm-hmm.
to draft.
Kicking turtles.
Mm-hmm. And smoke signals, of course.
Oh, yeah. Got to have smoke signals.
Lots of primitive stuff. We only had 12 games the first season.
Yeah, Pinky's really sawing logs over here.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, just like nudge him or something. and that was because the defaults of ESPN had bye weeks, which were stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would be cool if you could line it up with that. But, you know, it was
just
dumb.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah. So, mild shit talking. I give everyone like a C. But
yeah, we were getting into it. We were learning.
Yeah, it was the message board. Like, we were hitting it up on a message board. When was the last time you used a message board that wasn't Facebook or Twitter, right?
True. Yeah. Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit. There you go. That's a better example. Recaps started in week 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I have, like, the archives right here. I actually copy and pasted all the stuff off. And the funny thing was ESPN had a limit, so the recaps would come in phases, and I used to just try and
It'd be like one message,
yeah,
and then another message.
But that made me realize that I needed to break the recaps up into games.
Yes,
which is dumb. I don't know why I remembered that. And then basically our league was based on the hit television show on FX, The League. Lots of references there. And I don't know. Do you guys want to hear a piece of my writing from back then?
Yeah, please.
You're like,
I love hearing you read out loud, Bobby.
Yeah, I was going to say. But this is my own voice, so I think it's going to be good.
Okay.
All right, ladies and Meg. Come on. I know this is for fun, but it's not going to be any fun for me if everyone keeps sucking it up.
Oh,
wow, jeez. If you have yet to figure it out, oh, this is great because I didn't type well either. secret to appeasing the FOP gods is talking shit, smack, trash, etc. Also changing your team name and icon. Now, back then, you had to change that shit by tweeting something and copying the URL.
Yeah, which was the biggest pain in the ass ever.
Because you can't just upload something. You still can't just upload something.
Yeah, ESPN sucks royal ballsack for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, anyway. So That was before I even started making the logos. Chainsaw, we know you won the raffle for coolest nickname, but that doesn't mean that you're excused from the wrath of Fop Karma. This is why Cameron and I are the only ones to make the 100 Club both weeks. Now, remember, I don't know what – I really want to read the first recap. Maybe I just didn't do one. Congrats to you, Buttercup, for rallying a win, even if it was against our champion, Jiraiya. He showed us champion. That changing your name to some nerdy shit that we don't even understand will unite any band of shitpricks to a surprise victory, also landing him a spot in the 100 Club. Now, if you're wondering, what is the 100 Club? Well, it's actually now called the Century Club because, you know, I was super clever in the olden days. Oh, wait. Still holy shit. I just found something on here that said Bree won the draft order competition and she picked Adrian Peterson.
There you go.
So there must have been a draft order comp. But I also created weekly trophies. Now, these are as simple as high score, low score, but they also include complicated things like the Your Mom pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for that's coupled with the Your Mom catcher.
Yeah, so the pitcher is the highest scoring team against the lowest scoring team.
Not exactly. It's the in a single game.
Yeah.
Wait.
In a game.
Yeah, in one game, whoever
the biggest gap,
the biggest point spread. So, for example, the inaugural high score winner was Tutek Tony. Mm-hmm. Low score was Jiraiya. And also, the inaugural, this is week one, season one, the inaugural Your Mom pitcher biggest gap winner was Tutek, and also. The loser, the catcher, was Jiraiya.
There you go.
The Century Club is for people who scored over 100 points.
Makes sense.
The first week, that included me, Dobbs, Bree, Tutek, and Cam.
Boom.
The Pioneer. Now, this is kind of an arbitrary one that I just threw in here because I was on a hot streak.
Okay.
And that goes to the biggest bench blunder. And it's kind of just like, it, more often than not, it's if you had what it takes to win your matchup any week with on your bench, then you're probably going to get the Pioneer because they were riding the pine and you pioneered that.
It's true.
Explaining it to strangers, yeah, explaining it to strangers makes it a lot worse. Now, week two also saw the birth, the beginning of, week one, season one. Also saw two other trophies. Now, these are ongoing titles. It's the You Don't Get Your Dreams Back Award.
Because that's Dre's favorite saying.
That is very, very classically Jiraiya.
That was all from a party that was Dre and I's birthday party when we turned 20?
Yeah.
And that was a shit show. Mm-hmm. And Dre, it was a blacklight party.
Mm-hmm.
And Dre wrote You Don't Get Your Dreams Back on his chest with a highlighter. So it was shining, You Don't Get Your Dreams Back on Dry's ginger chest.
It was glorious. I still have a camera phone that doesn't work with pictures from that party on it.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I don't know how to get it to work because I don't have the charger. And last time I turned it on, it just screeched like it was dying. Like, just kill me!
Yeah, we must figure out how to get those off there.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I will find a cable on eBay and do this.
I think I might have to find the phone again.
Okay.
But, yeah, we'll figure that out. So, Jiraiya in week one scored 68.
Ooh.
That was the lowest score of that week. In week two, he topped that with 58.
Yikes.
But.
10 less.
He came back with a vengeance week three and got 119.
Ooh, damn.
Which, pretty damn high.
Yeah.
At
the time, that was good.
The counterpart to the low score, the You Don't Get Your Dreams Back, or the YDG, YDB, is the Furry Fist of Fury.
Yes.
That's for the highest score ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like I said, these are ongoing titles. This isn't just weekly. So, yeah, obviously,
these are still around.
Week one, it's initially set. That's a gimme. But Tony got 124 points, which was pretty fucking sizable for back in the day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But in week two, Bree came back and won that shit, 138.
Boom.
Bam. That was also huge.
Crushing boys.
I mean, going through all the shit, I just remember how shocked we were that actually happened.
Yeah.
And then after being eliminated, now this is the tricky part. Dobbs actually topped that with a whopping 168, which if you fast forward, like now, even after we've added things that get you points, that's still like the
fantastic.
Third best score ever. But it was during the playoffs, which means it's not eligible for these trophies technically. Or not eligible.
Because he was eliminated.
Yeah. So these ongoing titles you can still earn in the playoffs, but there's kind of like an asterisk. Like if the Stanley Cup had asterisks on it, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I said a rule was created that playoff scores don't really count towards these ongoing titles. But and also first week, and this is an interesting one. Buttercup set the highest single week player score with Peyton Manning scoring 46 points.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, and then Chainsaw set the lowest with a -4 from the Patriots defense.
Defense.
Yeah, well, later on that year, when things ended, I came in fourth.
Ooh.
Big swing commish. Cam came in third.
Foley's folly up in ya.
Yeah. Do you remember the root of that? Was Nick's what?
Yeah, because I picked up Foles out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I need a quarterback. I forget why, but I needed a QB. So I picked up Foles, and he crushed it.
Makes
for
sense.
For two games and then just fell off. But those two games kept me in.
There you go. And then Tony Tutek, Bo Jackson's Meat Wagon was the runner-up, and Buttercup was our inaugural winner with his stupid-ass name. And that's kind of on brand for him, just annoying us with being really, really good.
Yep.
Some other interesting notes from that playoff. Zach at 4-8 had the worst regular season record, but beat Bree
in the loser bracket
and ended up ninth. So
yeah.
in the final standings.
So Bree was in last. Wow.
Well, and it's kind of weird because, you know, if we weren't doing a draft order competition, that wouldn't be the way to go.
Yeah.
But that's why we do the draft order competition, so you don't just tank your season.
And she won the first pick, so that's crazy.
Oh, that is nuts. Yeah. Ooh, good thinking there, bud.
Yeah.
Buttercup at 6-6 upset Tony. Oop, that's not how you spell upsets. Upset
okay.
Tony, and it was a 94-66 victory. Tony had been dominating, aside from his little foibles we might have talked about in the first couple of things. And Buttercup became the first FOP champ, and his rule was to add keepers. One singular keeper. And that brings us to season two, 2014. I'm going to try and go through these pretty quick because some of them are less eventful than others.
Yeah.
It's
a lot to cover, bro.
It is. And we're already a solid 52 minutes into this, but we're having fun. Oh, shit. I had things to show, maybe. No,
all right.
Not till 2016.
All right.
Still simple, but rivalries are reignited from the Montana days and other ones form. So one of my favorites is Buttercup and Zach, and then Bree and Buttercup. Actually,
ooh,
pretty much everyone hated Buttercup because he won.
Yep. Yeah, it's an instant way to get shit on.
Another
league is winning.
Yeah, another thing that exists on some flip phone somewhere is our slap bet.
I know.
Yeah. No idea what happened to that. So side bets start to come in. I highly encourage that. I say it gains
all the time.
FOP karma. And Cam and I did a slap bet when we played each other. I think we played each other twice, and I think I won one and you won one.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we just had to go up to a stranger and have them
slap us.
Slap the loser. And get it on film, of course.
On flip phone or something.
I believe the written recaps started going on a Facebook group, so that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, and probably the commission's fault, screwed up the keepers, so I don't remember what happened specifically, but they didn't work, and we didn't do anything to fix it.
Okay.
I don't know. I just didn't set it up right. But the only real big rule change here is we extended the regular season to 13 games with no bye weeks.
Boom.
The first tie ever happened between Drya and Tony.
We didn't know what to do.
Yeah, we did. Well, it just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
just like shit.
Play the ball where it ties.
Ooh.
Ah.
Well played, sir.
And in trophy news, Breeze kept her title going throughout the whole year. You, Cam, actually fell 1 point short in week two, 2 weeks in a row,
yeah.
week eight and nine. At 137, the record, of course, being
138
yeah.
for a high point title.
Yeah. I think I put some numbers in there wrong. No, I was right. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Meg posted a 148 while in the loser's bracket, so it didn't count.
Sucker.
And then Buttercup kept the highest single week player score. Jiraiya actually took the title of lowest single week player score with the Bengals defense in week 5 at -8. And
the negative Ocho.
-8, which is hilarious because Cinco Ocho
sunk his Ocho.
Yeah, he sunk his Ocho. Dobbs was awarded the You Don't Get Your Dreams Back title in week 3 with a
miserable.
Abysmal 23 points.
Pathetic.
Which is
weak,
literally
disgraceful.
Half the amount of one player's highest score that has posted. Did you ever think about that?
It's just hot garbage.
So this season wasn't so great for me. I got the last berth in the bracket and I changed my name thinking that I would query favor or whatever.
Yeah.
And I changed it to 92 Redskin in your sorry ass. And it didn't work. I remained in sixth place. I got eliminated immediately. Cam, you changed your name to What the Fop. Now, was that in response to what happened in the playoffs, or do you have no idea?
I'm pretty sure it was what happened in the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I usually change my name like right at the end of the season as well.
Yeah, to just sum things up.
Yeah.
Cam got fourth.
Yep.
That's fourth shadowing. Zach got third. Buttercup returned to the championship, but he was defeated by Jiraiya and his team. Zach's team name was Krampus Miracle, which was
pretty good.
Yeah. Mark's team, of course, did not change, and then Jiraiya was gone with the Red Dragon.
Good for him.
Yeah. Tony goes from contender to ending the season with a 2-10-1
rough
record, which also had the longest losing streak in FOP history.
Good for 2-Tech.
Jiraiya at 6-6-1 bested the defending champion, Mark, who was at 8-5 at the top of the brackets.
Damn.
And again, the score was 98-67, which is awfully close to 94-66. Just kind of an interesting fact there. Jiraiya creates a thing that we grow to call the troll toll.
Yep.
Now, this is where our rules get fucking fun.
Yes.
So essentially the troll toll, which is now a weekly trophy that we present, is when the owner with the highest scoring player on their bench has to add $5 to the pot. So in other words, out of all the benched players in the league,
whoever has the highest score,
right?
No matter what you win, lose, indifferent.
Nope.
You're putting $5 in the troll toll.
Yeah. And this comes into play a lot from here on in. And I actually delighted at this rule. I was really surprised. I couldn't have come up with it on my own. I'm so glad Dry did it. It's one of my favorite things.
Totally agreed.
Excuse me. Season 3, 2015. Decreed that the troll toll total is paid out to the second place finisher.
Boom.
So the runner-up gets
some money.
Yeah, and it's at least $65.
Yep.
Sometimes more because you can tie with the troll toll.
Yep.
Facebook group was born, Posts only go back to 2015.
Sounds
doesn't
about
matter.
Right.
Cam really starts to change his name constantly, I think. I think you always did it, but
yeah, it wasn't as dramatic. It was like one or two times per season before this. Yeah.
But I think South Park got really good around this time.
Yeah, boy.
So we had even more to reference. Again, a trophy update. All titles except the Furry Fist of Fury remained. So all those crazy low-score, high-score titles.
Pioneer.
Buttercup still had the... Yeah. Well, that's like weekly shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't keep a tally.
Overall titles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bree best her record from Season 1, Week 2 in 2013, in Week 11 of 2015. So that title was held for 21 weeks, and she did it with a 139, which is, of course, one point more.
Yeah. Impressive.
Zach then takes the title from her in Week 12, the week after.
With
140.
1 point.
Yeah, and that marks the second time consecutively that when the title is bested by somebody. So, obviously, Bree upped her same title, right?
Yep.
But then 11. Someone took it for her.
Week 12.
Was, yeah, but it happened on consecutive weeks. which is fucking crazy, right?
That's bizarre. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then Buttercup lands Brady and Rodgers in the draft somehow.
Of course.
Yeah. Again, no clue how.
how or why. I kind of get the why, but.
Okay, hold on. Remember the shrimp tacos thing?
Yeah.
I was reading this wrong. Tristan says, in L.A.
L.I.
And I want to get some shrimp tacos. And then I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, in L.A.
In L.A. Let's go for a hike.
Sorry, Tristan. In L.A. There's a lot going on. That was a hilarious joke from about an hour ago.
L.A.
So Buttercup lands Rodgers and Brady in the draft. And he earns the troll toll for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The
15
first,
bucks.
15 bucks in the first 2 weeks. And the first week one and two were both for benching Brady. And then week three and later on week nine were for benching Rodgers. So he
$20.
Ended up $4. Well, oddly enough, it didn't matter because we'll just start at the top for these results to switch it up. Tony won.
Team asbestos lead paint.
Yep. Yep.
Love it.
Yeah, I loved it too. Just all around death and destruction. And Buttercup got second, so he ended up
paying himself.
Yeah, but he didn't get that $20.
That's true.
Zach came in third again with Harry the Hitman. And then, Cam, you came in sixth. Do you remember what your team name H2O Gatorade was all about?
I think it was just Waterboy reference.
You watched the Waterboy?
Yeah.
And I came in dead last.
Look at you go.
And, of course, because we do a draft order competition, it really didn't matter.
Yep.
And I believe my team name was Big Swinging Commish. Oh, no. I think I changed it to Small Pathetic Wiener or something like that. That'll happen, too. I proposed that the league pay for me to get a tattoo of a unicorn and Nalwar touching tips, but no one took me up on it. And
I'll still pay for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Right now.
I smell some additional content coming our way then.
All right.
But I get to choose where.
No, yeah, that's fine.
On my butt.
That's fine.
I've explained this before. I just realized that. So just some other crazy things. Two Tech and he bested Buttercup. Both had 11-2 records going into the playoffs. So
Damn.
They were 13-2 going into the final. And he only beat Buttercup. Tutek, again, beat Buttercup 127-125 after both just dominating the regular season. To give you an idea, the next best records were Bree at 7-6 and Zach at 6-7.
Crushing.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, not enough.
Not enough. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, no crushing or hitmaning in that one.
Nope.
And Tony... His rule was to change the playoff format from the 16 format to a 4-team format. So the best 4 teams advance. Each playoff round lasts 2 weeks instead of one. And Tutek proposed that a single week game didn't determine who the better owner was, just who played better once a week, which is reasonable.
Yeah.
But it was not a popular choice.
No.
No, because it means only 4 people get to,
a chance. Yeah.
to go to. The FOP or the FOP playoffs. So this brings us to
2016. FOP 2016.
So this was the birth of FOP video. I basically started to learn how to animate and I went animation ape shit. For our viewer, literally, I'll just leave this. This is a nice background to talk about this year. I think I have a whole bunch of. So as you can see here, if you are watching, there are a shitload of logos on the screen. And this was really the advent of this concept, which is awesome because with that became a whole new set of logos because there was a huge motivation to make them. Just some trophy notes. Furry Fist of Fury. Tony ties Zach. In
season 3, week 12.
Well, Zach's season
week
3.
Four.
Yeah, sorry.
Week 2 or season 2.
So Tony tied Zach at 140, week 4 of season 4, and that had been going. That was only around for like technically 5 weeks of regular season. Zach reclaimed it week 9 again at 140. And then that was week and then Chainsaw blows that away week 10 with 153. And the only reason why we're harping on this is because now the only time that the title has been beaten, because it technically changed hands, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the only time the title has been beat has happened the week after someone just gets it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like if you get it this season, if you get 154, you're going to get beat by somebody the next week with 155.
Yeah, I mean, later on we add players so and shit, so it just gets... you might actually, maybe it happens again. Stay tuned. Highest single player score was beat, finally. Buttercup held this record since season one, week one, and he held it all the way through the regular season of the fourth season.
It's fucking impressive.
So that's 12 plus 26 plus another 13?
38 plus 13.
39 plus 13.
Okay, that's
52 50, weeks.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Crushing.
And he lost it to yours truly, thanks to the running skills of Le'Veon Bell. Now, technically, that was in the playoffs, but whatever.
Were you still alive in the playoffs?
Yes.
Well, then it counts.
Yeah, okay.
As long as you're not dead out in the playoffs.
Right. And remember, this is the year we switched to a four-team format. So all four teams that went into the playoffs, and that was myself, Tony, Meg, and Cam, were tied at 8-4. And then the next three teams were at 6-6. So even though this doesn't technically have any bearing, like this playoff structure with this like team format like really shook things up. And it was very interesting that this year that we chose to do four, it was a very even year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the sixes.
Oh, wait. No, Cam, I'm sorry. You were in six that year.
I see that now.
Yeah, that was my bad.
But it's all good.
I forgot. But, yeah, so Meg took third, got the bronze. Tony took second. And
Randy McStroganoff.
Yeah, Randy McStroganoff. And then yours truly won his FOTBOL. Yes, he did. He did it, and I'm very proud of myself. But I also animated shit to sum up the trophies each week. So,
which was glorious.
Yeah, it was. This was the first animations I did aside from the teaser.
Boom.
Which has been a real fun project.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Brrr, no, so, stop.
Yeah, so each
troll
one
toll.
Gets a
You're
troll
paying
toll.
Money.
I was pretty proud of this one. Oh, low, oh, we gotta go. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I'm left on the bench and squished by a tree.
You suck.
Yeah, so check those out. I will link some of the stuff. I did make a really dope, braggy championship video, but it is completely IP. Maybe I just mute it and sing it. No, that's dumb.
No, let's sing it.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's try it.
We might be singing it at the end of the thing.
Give okay.
Because of things that happened. Spoilers. No. We're cool.
Okay.
All right. You know what?
Let's carry on then.
Yeah, let's just carry on. So I won that shit. I defeated Tony 234 to 177.
I don't want fuck, goddammit.
Although the commish won.
Ooh.
He also held the lowest weekly score of the year. Now, not overall, mind you. 23 has still not been beat.
Way to go, Dobbs.
Yeah. Legend, with 42 points and the lowest single scoring player that year with minus six. And I got to tell you, every year it's a defense that gets minus six. There's actually years in my grids about this stuff where like three or four teams lose minus six.
Weird.
Yeah. And it's just like a magical number
of
getting your ass kicked.
So don't get a negative six D.
And I will include the link to the championship video. Maybe I'll just play it on mute. Just in
hey,
the
whatever.
Background.
If somebody's watching, they can watch.
Yeah.
Just play it. Fuck it.
Well, we'll get pulled.
Oh, I got. Oh, even the video. Okay.
Because of the music.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were going to play it on mute.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, what do you create for your.
Oh, right.
Rule?
So I make a magical new idea, and I was pretty fucking proud of it. I create a pigskin pick'em league that is a sister league to FOP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, whoever wins the pick'em league each week gets an additional 10 points added to their
team score.
Team score.
Which is pretty nuts.
Yeah, that's it.
Because if you're like a 8-point separate in your scoring,
right,
and you win, and you're the guy down by 8,
right,
you come back.
Well, great example. And again, these points are only valid in the
regular season.
Regular season, but had Buttercup had those points in the final, he would have gotten his second championship the year before.
Damn.
So another crazy thing to think about is this is the fourth season, correct?
Yes.
And Buttercup or Tony has been in every final at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of fucking nuts. But this year was obviously the best year ever because I won. And I introduced video and animations.
Yes.
One thing we didn't get to is I did animations for games of the week.
When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
But that's probably the best example of the animations. Some of them were more game specific. So like I had one where it's Jiraiya's helmet and Dobbs's helmet charging at each other and the space needles in the center. And then the space needle like transforms into a bong. And I think Jiraiya won the game, so he takes the bong and smokes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had a lot of fun with that stuff.
Fitting to the people playing.
Yes. And then we move on. So Pigskin Pick'em. I called it Fop Psychic was the name of it.
Yep.
So on to season 5, or as I like to call it, the dark.
The Mark Ages.
Mark Ages. Yeah. So for this one, we actually switched shit up and created a draft order competition. And instead of it just being kind of random, pick a team, we did it based on the standings of the IFL, the Indoor Football League season.
Standings, yeah, for
so,
their season.
So each FOP owner would pick a team to represent them in the IFL, and then based on their standings, the owners got to pick where they would draft. So if you won IFL,
yeah,
then you would get to pick first where you want to draft because you didn't necessarily have to pick first.
Yeah, sometimes you want to be last, so you get the next draft.
Put some money on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's like all sorts of crazy shit you can go deep on. I did a Spanish episode. I did a British episode.
the Spanish and British episodes were fucking awesome.
And they are all available on my Vimeo. Once
so
again.
Good.
Yeah. But once again, I pretty much tailor make this for Cam. So
yep,
this upcoming season, I really hope some more, maybe some of our viewers want to tune in.
Shout out to the commission.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the unpopularity of the playoff structure, we return to a 6-team single week elimination format. And I just want to take us back to the last season real quick. Despite that new format, I still kicked ass in the playoffs. It wasn't because of that. And I'm the only owner to ever register a 200 point game, let alone two. Now that is strictly because it was a 2-week format, but I okay. won every week. I just want people to know that.
All right.
I just, it wasn't a fluke.
Tooting your own horn a little bit.
It was my year, bitch.
It was my year, bitch. I'm supposed to win.
although Fop Psychic was a hit, I feel mm-hmm. like, it did not actually affect any game outcomes at all.
Correct.
Which is hilarious. And I really was making those videos to appease the FOP gods. And since I was so busy making videos, I don't remember much about this season except for not getting a back-to-back championship. Spoiler alert.
Goddamn.
Meg, however, did have a 12-game losing streak after beating me in the first week.
Ouch.
And then I made a sketchy trade in the first round of the playoffs with Zach may or may not have been legal, but I got eliminated.
Collusion.
So it wasn't collusion. It was just, yeah. No, I panicked because Gronk went all WWE and got suspended. he jumped on a guy at, while he was down, and I needed a tight end. So I did some nefarious things. I gave up my first-round draft pick to Zach during the playoffs, which was controversial, but I lost anyway, so...
Yeah, the whole league was not happy about that transaction.
The whole league didn't pay attention, but you vetoed it, and no one vetoed with you.
That's true.
But that's more speaking to the fact that they weren't paying attention.
Nobody pays attention to how our league works.
No. Butter Club, or so...
Butter Club.
Butter Club. That's a bad club to be in. So results from that year, Cam got fifth as Corey Wolfhart. Yeah, I got fourth as the Big Swing Commish. Chainsaw got third as Steel Curtain. And Jiraiya returned to the Fop Bowl to be beaten by Buttercup. And Jiraiya was ride or die time, and he died.
Death.
At 10-3...
He did not get his base back.
Yeah, he did not get his score up at all. Buttercup at 10-3 in the regular season claimed his second title in his fifth appearance.
Boom.
Overdry, who was at 9-4 at the end of the regular season, in a 131-81 victory.
Blowout.
Shit canning.
Boom.
Ass pumping.
Slob knobbing.
Yeah, the worst shit in the world. Buttercup wins. Not only did he win the championship, but he also won the most weekly high scores with 5. The most biggest gap pitchers with 5.
Damn.
He was in the Century Club 9 out of 12 weeks that any team appeared in it. So I think week 1 we all sucked and did not make over 100 points. Chainsaw,
brutal, man.
The other Mark, won the most pick and picks with 125. But he had to share the title of most weekly wins with 3 with none other than Buttercup. And to top that, Buttercup wasn't there just winning the winning stuff. He and Dobbs tied at 3 for the most troll tolls. And then after all that, he doesn't make a rule.
Wow.
Which brings us to our most recent season.
Pathetic.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that. Season 6, 2018. Don't worry, folks. We're almost there. FOP expands to 12 owners.
Ooh.
Yes.
We're an expansion league.
Yeah, we are. Ian and Chris join us.
Montana years.
Yeah, Montana dudes. Quick
now
bios.
Now both live in Colorado.
Ian's been on the show. Chris is the guy we're always asking about, but not really
for
truly.
For basketball
yeah.
advice.
Truly asking about for basketball. Ooh, I went to Goodwill Outlet World with Dry today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Have you been there?
No.
Okay, so it's like a Goodwill, but it's all just movable bins, right? And it's just like no rhyme or reason to it. You buy shit by the pound.
Ooh, okay.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up, one, I got a bunch of Nuggets, like glassware.
Hmm.
Yeah, so like some Rocks glasses and a pint glass that say Nuggets.
How much was that by the pound?
I mean, those were actually kind of pricey because they weigh a lot.
Weigh a lot, yeah. That doesn't seem fair.
I mean, it's okay. I got that and a bunch of other crap for like $26.
Okay.
Not a big deal. But, dude, so every now and again, some ornery lady will come out of the back and be like, all right, it's time for a changeup.
All right.
And
so they
all the employees
all the
come and drag these giant bins out and put new ones out, but people literally like gather and line up, and they're not allowed to touch the shit until the lady says go. And when they do, it is a
oh my god, it's
poverty
like,
feeding frenzy, dude.
Oh, it's like Black Friday,
dude. Right, but like 7 or 8 times a day, like when one of the bins gets
oh
too
my
low.
God,
dude. But we're talking like
oh
a
my god.
Whole warehouse long, dude. It is. Crazy, and I
do
had.
Do they have cameras set up in there?
No, but we could bring one. And
oh
it's,
my god, this could be its own reality show.
Yeah, dude, it's like Pickers, but like, dude,
yeah,
people
no,
are
I
just
get it.
Grabbing shit.
I bet, just like, oh, I need a white T-shirt.
And then
I see a white T-shirt. I'm getting that one.
And then there's shopping carts lined up along the whole side of the thing, and I go up to one, and I'm like, hey, Jiraiya, what's up with that? He's like, don't fucking touch that shit. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, that belongs to somebody, and like. They will fight you for that shit.
Jesus, man.
Dude, yeah, it's fucking nuts. You would think, like, the last water on Earth was in these fucking bins, dude. It's fucking crazy. And I'm glad I made it out alive. And with
the
some,
mad real world.
Yeah, right, dude. It's kind of funny, also kind of sad.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Depression's funny.
Lots of changes with this expansion.
Okay.
First of which, the DOC, the draft order competition, is based on the LFL.
Fitting.
Enter our obsession.
Yes.
We did it ironically. We fucking love it.
Yep.
But the LFL only has 8 teams.
Unfortunately.
FOB had 10, and then now has 12. So what did we do? The money winners, Daria and Buttercup, first and second, or second and first, rather, automatically have their spot locked in at 12th and 11th. So
makes sense.
First place gets last. Second place gets second to last.
Mm-hmm.
Ian and Chris default to 9 and 10. And I know that seems fair, but you'll understand why in a second. Someone just messaged me.
That's, okay.
Oh. sorry. It's so loud. And then the 18 draft order competition just works the same way.
Comes to the LFL.
Yeah, it comes to the LFL. So. Oh, shit. I just realized I didn't do something. The end. Oh, well, fuck it. We'll just have to end it on a different thing and do a whole nother video about this next season.
All right.
But there was many other revamps. So keepers, this whole time we've been keeping one player. No real problem. Some people don't like it. Some people do. But it's Buttercup's rule. And since I screwed it up the first year, I feel obligated to keep it in. No pun intended. But due to the expansion and said whining, keepers became optional.
Yes.
So the expansion teams obviously don't have a keeper, and those who opted out of keeping a keeper get a pick in something I called round zero. Round zero was a special round which takes place before the typical overall snake draft starts. And Dobbs, Jiraiya, and Meg opted not to keep players, and then Chris and Ian joined round zero.
Okay.
And that's why I included them in the draft order competition, because just
they
giving them
chance.
First and second overall wouldn't really be fair.
Correct.
So, wham. teams may no, and now teams may no longer keep the same player twice after
the 2018
the previous season, which was the 2018 season 6.
Yes.
I also revamped FOB Psychic. Zach came up with the brilliant idea that instead of a weekly winner take all format, each pick you get is worth a point. So, in addition to the overall
winner...
Holy
shit, the Broncos beat the Falcons.
Oh, is that going on right now?
Well, not anymore. It just got over.
Ah, nice. I forgot. Wow, all this talk about football, and because we didn't do any headlines, we didn't cover the fact. It's begun!
It was the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game. Nice. Way to go, Broncos.
Woo! Good start to the season, or preseason.
Yeah, still.
All right.
Damn, this early, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, there's not another game for a couple weeks, right?
No, there's preseason.
Oh, that's right,
because
the season starts and fuck. Oh, Jesus, we have so much work to do on this league, bro.
Yeah, man. Okay.
I guess we're going to have to do a part two about this next season.
All right.
Anyway, Dobbs Drive, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. We'll get there, bud.
All right.
Teams may no longer keep the same player twice after this season. So I can't keep Le'Veon Bell. There's a list.
I can't keep Antonio Brown.
Right. But those five guys can keep whoever the fuck they want because they didn't
and
have
eat all
keeper.
The burgers they want.
Yeah. Yum. I also revamped FOB Psychic. Oh, that's where I was at. Weekly winner take all format does not exist anymore. Still get 10 points for having the most picks, but each pick is worth a point. That means depending on how many games are going on each week, you can get up to 25 or 26 points, which is fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it did have ramifications in the regular season, I believe, 2 or 3 times. I also revamped that kick yard returns are now worth 1 point per every 25 yards. And because there's more money in the pot, I revamped the payout. So winner gets $500. Second gets the troll toll, which actually ended up being $75 this year because there was 2 ties.
Damn.
And third place gets $50 or their buy-in back. And then the loser's bracket winner gets $50 as well.
Good for them.
I used Buttercup's inaction to take an executive order, and I added an IDP, an independent defensive player, and a bench spot to help with that. And this inadvertently added half points to our system.
Crazy.
But wouldn't you know, there was still a tie.
Of course.
Yeah. Trade deadline was enacted prior to the games during week 13 because of my shenanigans with Zach.
Yep.
Trophies. Okay. Brie reclaimed her Furry Fist of Fury title week one with a 152 score, and that's without her IDP player.
Damn.
So she actually got 160. And then if you add her FOP psychic points, she ended up with 168. However, those don't count towards the trophy, but agreed. 160 was enough. Then Chainsaw took it back. Controversy. And I thought this was a funny abbreviation. CSRS or RCFFOWFFO-P space PTS, which stands for Chainsaw Reclaims the Furry Fist of Fury with his FOP psychic points.
Man, I have PTSD after that. That was fucking insane.
You can tell I'm losing it towards the end of the day when I'm writing this shit.
Yeah.
And I said, is that controversial? I don't know. If I ever actually make the Furry Fist of Fury thing, there'll have to be two asterisks on that. But then Chris, in week 10, claims the first expansion league title of any type.
Good
with
for him.
156 without the IDB points, 166 with the IDB points, and then another 8 with that ends with the FOP psychic points that ends him at 174. And then in week 12, Chris raises his bar, starting off with 155, and then with IDP at 169.
Damn.
Yeah, and also Ness. And then that's not even counting the 11 FOP psychic points, which ends up at 180. But again, 169 is the current
Chris
title.
The contender.
Dude, right. Buttercup could have reclaimed his highest scoring player title if he had played Derrick Henry, who had 47 points in playoff round one, but he benched his ass.
What? Whoa.
This also would have won his round one matchup against Chris.
Oof.
So, some results. Second ever tie between myself and Jariah, and that was Jariah's second tie.
Wow.
It was a feast or famine season. Cam and Bree, hey, ended the regular season at 11-2.
Man.
Do not adjust your TV.
Hot fire.
Yeah. Chris and Buttercup ended at 10-3, and then the next down the line was at 7-6, and that was Chainsaw. And then the next seven teams ended up with either 5 wins, 4 wins, or 3 wins. And with the tie in there, it made things so fucking wacky that those seven teams were still technically in the running. Four of those seven teams were still in the running up until the very last game of the regular season.
Damn, dude.
And Ian lost his playoff chance by half a point. So oof. That's the smallest gap ever.
Snoogans.
The playoffs. All teams except Buttercup had never been to the FOP Bowl. Buttercup was eliminated in round one by Chris.
See ya.
Round two saw Cam beat out Chris, who had not scored under 130 points in the last 4 weeks of play.
Yeah, I thought I was fucked.
Yeah.
I was like sure I was going into that with a loss.
And then you kind of kicked his ass.
Yeah, true.
And then on the other side of the bracket, Bree beat Zach by a single fucking point.
Yikes.
Yeah. So on to before we get to the final, loser bracket, Ian scores a whopping 141 points thanks to picking up Jets players randomly. And it didn't matter, but what the fuck?
Right.
And then I swept the loser's bracket, so I got $50.
Boom.
Chris ends up dominating Z, returns to form for the bronze medal, and then... Yeah. Keep the music going. And then Cam and Bree both ending the regular season with 11-2 records end up with a 13-2 overall before the championship. But then, thanks to his keeper, Antonio Brown, Cam becomes... I need you to hold this. Becomes your...
Hand it?
He became the champion.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Winning.
Yeah, winning.
Yes.
Oh, done.
Donna. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Hold on, I gotta show it off.
It's the trophy, baby.
No crime and bad mistake.
I don't wanna crush you, Pinky.
I made a few.
Woo!
He is the champion, my friend. There you go, buddy.
Thanks, man. Champion.
So there it is. The
All right, I'm gonna fix this thing.
Yeah. Well, you just make a base for it.
Well, I'm
and I need to fix it too.
I'm gonna make it a base and stable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel bad because I think some.
Oh no, that shit was already broken.
Okay.
That was half the joke. Yeah. Over its travels, it has not traveled well.
Bode well.
No, it has not.
Okay.
So Cam is the champion.
Goddamn right I am.
Yeah, and primarily thanks to his keeper, AB. And I was just wondering, how would you like to relive the last recap about your victory?
The last recap?
Yeah, I got a little video here.
Ooh.
That,
oh, man.
That commemorates
Whew.
It.
I'm all fired up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I see this. The writing on the back stopped at 2016.
It had to go away.
Okay.
But, yeah, I didn't, so,
swerve,
one funny story, so I had to send my laptop back to California,
yeah,
to, get fixed, and Mark offered to take it there, and Mark fucking hates this trophy.
Oh, because it's in his house, of course.
Yeah, well, and, well, no, he had to take the laptop back to a shop, but I was like, yeah, that was the only box I could find. And he's like, okay, cool. Is it just a laptop in there? I was like, yeah, can you just like look at it to make sure it's okay? And I'm on the phone with him and he opens it up and he's just like, oh, you motherfucker.
I love it.
So the story is, all right, maybe we need to get back to video here for a second and I'll just point it. So the thing that Cam is, hold up, you got it right there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The thing that Cam is holding up is the actual trophy, but all the rest of that shit is the base that people are supposed to make, but they didn't.
Don't.
So, it, yeah.
This thing.
Yeah, so
right
that
here.
That top part is the thing I made for Mark. Here, turn it, here, hand me the top, just the top part.
Oh, this part?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit.
Dude, it's all wired in and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, actually, I can do this. Here we go.
Yeah.
There we go. It's handed off. Oh, man.
So I made Whew. This for Mark, and mainly I think what's going to end up happening is everyone just gets their shield, and then that's just on a little box.
All right.
But then when I sent it off to Jiraiya and Tony, someone made, like, the wooden box part. You can kind of see over there.
This piece?
Yeah. And
I'll hold it up.
Yeah, yeah. And so on the inside is my contribution, which is the commish desk and a Cartman. And then on the side, you got Gone with the Red Dragon. That's Jiraiya's stuff. And then on the other side, you got Team Asbestos Lead Paint. And those are not technically Tony's colors anymore because now he has Jets colors because he lived in New York and everyone wanted Broncos colors.
Yeah, because they're the shit.
But so one of the things that happened is I can't find these fucking wooden shields to paint for people anymore. And when I sent it off, or when it got sent off to Tony and Jiraiya, it just came back with that box.
Yeah.
And then two knives. So that was someone's contribution.
Probably Tony.
Yeah. But anyway, Cam, how would you like to relive the last recap about your victory, bud?
Well, are you going to play it on film?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have any music.
All right.
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah.
All right. For. I think we might end up
what we all wanted for ourselves but didn't achieve and probably could care less about with the exception of one of us. But who was that one?
That's me.
Actually, you probably already know who I'm talking about, but for the sake of completing my
video, this demonstrates my great writing.
Let's take a look at the 2018 Fopbowl matchup between Crush the Boys and Hunt Punt.
Scores under 10 and a similar epidemic of players scoring below average plus 13 points from a kicker, and you're left with 71 points and a 30 point deficit with only two players unaccounted for. One of those players had a season total of 16 points and actually hadn't scored any points since week 8 when he posted a 2, and that guy was Rams replacement for Gurley, CJ Anderson, who made his debut with a monstrous 23 points on 160 yards, a touchdown, and a solo tackle, but still leaving Cam down by 7 points. That was, of course, Anderson's season high, but wouldn't you know, Brad from the real world was about to demonstrate what happens when keeping it real goes right. Keeper Antonio Brown took Juju's place as Big Ben's top target in week 16 with 14 receptions for 185 yards and a pair of giant hanging floppy TDs for 30 points, which was, of course, more than enough to best Lady Buttercup. And with that, Cameron, Phillip, Wesley, Willis, Allen, Ramsey, Campbell's extra chunky soup to nuts and bolts of fabric of time and space cadet school for the blind as a bet. Turi plus Denton becomes our 2018 Fopbowl champion and has celebrated his victory with his latest team name, Cam DeChamp, no more fourth, which I say to fucking really, dude. Cam DeChamp, that's what you come up with? You had 6 seasons to think about this one, and you can't figure it out. Okay, look, your name is Cam, C-A-M. 3 out of 4 of the first letters of champion. It should be Campion, or I is the Campion, something like that. What the fuck, you're arguably the best at renames, this is killing me. So easy, look at this logo, so much better. Anyway, that'll do it for now. I'll be back very soon with all the other crap the end of the season brings. Trophy totals, loser punishment, draft order competition, Cam's new rule, etc., etc. Commish out. Campion, I can't believe you fucking think of that, Cam. Jesus.